Message number 1151. The doors have been opened to allow the heathen to desecrate my church. Monday, June 16, 2014 at 17:27. My dearly beloved daughter, to those amongst you who do not desire that I communicate with you, then know this. Your free will means that you are free to choose whether or not you accept what I say and what I desire. Whether to believe or not believe, that is your choice, and whatever you decide, I will never judge you because of this. But you must never judge others in my name. By this I mean judging those who reject me as well as those who accept my intervention. Not one amongst you has the right to declare another person to be evil or guilty of wrongdoing. Those of you who judge harshly, those people you believe to be wrong, guilty of wrongdoing or heresy, do not have this right. You must remain silent and pray for those you believe to be afflicted. Only I, Jesus Christ, have the power to judge humanity. When you demean another person in my holy name, you are guilty of sin, and I will hold this against you. When you harm others by your tongue, I will silence you. When you hurt another person's reputation, your own reputation will be questioned by others. Hypocrisy disgusts me, and when you are guilty of calumny carried out in my name, then you bring great shame not only on yourselves but upon my holy name. Any man who inflicts pain upon another person and openly professes to speak in the name of God deceives only himself. Those who punish others and say that they are merely carrying out their orders because of their dedication and devotion to God are not of me. Shame on you, for you do not know me. And while you fight amongst yourselves, Christian against Christian, the pagans amongst you are invading my church. The enemy works very cleverly. His cunning plan is to create discord within my church, and as true allegiance to me weakens, the doors have been opened to allow the heathen to desecrate my churches in the Holy Eucharist. Shame on those of you who know the truth, my holy word given to you in the most holy scriptures. Every sacrifice was made for you. The prophets of God sent to you were violated, persecuted, and killed. The visionaries, seers, and the saints, all revered only after their deaths but scourged by you when they imparted my word, and then my own sacrifice, when you crucified me. Now what do you do? You allow those who worship false gods to pay homage to them upon my altars, which are meant to honor me. Would these pagans allow you to do the same in their temples? History repeats itself. The heathen took over my father's church and they were cast out. When you desecrate my church and my body, you are no longer fit to serve me, and I will cast out every sacred servant of mine who betrays me in this way. Your sins are blacker than those whom you serve in my name, for you will carry with you the souls you take away from me. It is time for you to choose. You either accept me, Jesus Christ, as I am and not what you want me to be, or you deny me. There is nothing in between. Your Jesus.